This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good Tuesday morning, all. We are the Junks coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Team 980 AM, 910 The Fan. If you're listening in Richmond, Virginia, thank you for that. And Monumental Sports Network on the TV side. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. You go to CropMetcalf.com, get the details there. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on Twitter, at CakesFlops on the Instagram. Sitting across from me is Jason Bishop.
What's up, Cakes?
What's up there, Ricky? Diagonal to me, John Paul Flame.
Cakesy, that was a fun commute this morning.
Oh, yeah, tons of fun when sheets of rain coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric Pickle to my right.
Hey, buddy, good morning.
What a day.
Well, just coming in on, I'm not buying anybody breakfast. I know that.
Why were you going to buy us breakfast?
Well, yesterday toward the end of the show, I said I would buy everybody breakfast if the Caps beat the Hurricanes and if the Wizards somehow secured the top pick in the NBA draft lottery, which went down last night. And just the cherry on top, the Nats get walked off. In Atlanta. So
it wasn't a good night.
It was just a DC triple dip of misery last night is what that was.
I was watching JP Finley on NBC4 Sports yesterday, and he was at the arena down in Raleigh and talking about how things could really change. And obviously because of Jaden Daniels and the Commanders' success with Dan Quinn and new ownership. And he said, you know what? If the Caps can win tonight and then we can get the number one pick in the lotto.
Right.
Things are changing in Washington, D.C. sports. Luck history. And obviously that did not happen.
I mean, if, say, the Charlotte Hornets or even the Philadelphia 76ers had landed the top pick, or the Pelicans, who had, what do they have, a 12.5% chance?
Or the number one. How about the Jazz?
Yeah, the Jazz, who had an equal chance to the Wizards. Yeah. If any of them had landed the top pick,
then that's fine.
It would be palatable.
Yeah.
But for the stupid Dallas Mavericks, who had less than a 2% chance to somehow weasel their way to the top pick, and don't get me started on San Antonio. They're always picking either 1, 2, or 3. How does this keep happening?
The Mavericks
change their logo to a horseshoe.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty close to it already.
The Mavericks had 21 more wins than the Wizards. They had 21 more wins than the Hornets. They had, I'm sorry, 22 more wins than the Jazz, all right? They were technically in the playoffs.
Right.
Because they were in the play-in.
Yeah.
And they get the number one pick.
Let me just say I'm not surprised that the Wizards fell the maximum number of spots that they were allowed to fall.
I know. You should have bet me. You should have bet me yesterday, Flame.
You should have bet him.
I got confused on that bet. It's interesting. I put up a poll on my Twitter, but I now just put it up at Junks Radio, our poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. The perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety. 8-packs at your local stores, local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And it's basically a what feels worse, what stung more. Terrible night for DC sports. Mm-hmm. What stung more, the Wizards dropping to sixth in the NBA draft or the Capitals losing to fall behind 3-1 on the Canes, essentially a death knell for the Washington Capitals?
I mean, I think the Caps losing actually stings more, even though I wanted the Wiz to get that one pick pretty badly. I mean, I just knew it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
This is the one where you felt like you at least had a 50-50 shot, maybe.
It's one thing if you don't get the number one pick, because you do have an overwhelming chance of not getting it.
Right.
Right.
But get the two or the three.
Just let us pick in the top four. I mean, we had a 52.1% chance of landing a top four pick.
Not the team that actually went to the playoffs, and there was all of this discussion and this controversy over Nico Harrison making the trade to the Lakers with Luka. So now you essentially trade Luka for Cooper Flagg.
So what's worse?
How is that fair?
What's worse in your opinion?
Caps.
Well, me the Caps. Although I didn't have, we talked about it yesterday. I didn't have a good feeling about the Caps.
The Caps is worse because the Wizards, you kind of expect
Wizards,
them to
we
have
knew
bad,
they weren't going to get it.
Bad lottery luck.
Yeah, 86% to not get it.
Not to mention the uncertainty of the draft. Like, even if you get the number two pick, it's not a slam dunk.
Yeah,
winning a game in the series is a slam dunk.
Right.
I mean, even though Cooper Flagg would be exciting, he's not really a slam dunk.
Yeah, you don't know how he's going to pan out.
I found more online anger regarding the Wizards. A lot more.
You mean the fact
I think with the Capitals, and this is how I feel, it's more a sense of resignation. Mm-hmm. And it's a sense of, we've been here before. But for the Stanley Cup championship run, this is kind of what they used to do. They used to win a round and then lose in the second mm-hmm. round. And not make it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I know,
it feels like a been there, done that.
Yeah,
it's still disappointing.
Think about how excited Caps fans were before the playoffs started.
Yeah.
It wasn't,
I was pumped.
It wasn't,
I was ready for a long run.
It wasn't, oh, you know what? We might win the first round, but we won't get past the second round. People weren't saying that.
No.
People thought this is a legit chance to win the cup because of the regular season.
And I think that was fair. I thought that was true. But then once they drew Carolina and you saw them in that first game, then you understand why they were favored in this matchup.
Yes.
It's just a bad matchup. You said it from the beginning.
Yeah, you called it.
It's a bad matchup.
And look, the Carolina deserved a win. But again, Caps had early opportunities. Like Mikey gets a mini breakaway early. Protas rings the post in, mm-hmm. I think, a minute and 10 seconds in. And just they just can't get it home. Aside from, you know, 5-on-3 power play.
Right.
I mean,
they had a 4-minute power play. They got one shot.
That was an atrocity. Worst power play displays I've ever seen in my life.
It looked like the other team had more skaters on the ice than the Capitals.
It's terribly vexing.
Well, the first goal of the game, Carolina scoring, was essentially a shorthanded goal.
Right.
Because the fifth player was skating off the ice, mm-hmm. and they had 4 against Caps 5.
Yeah.
And scored.
I mean, the only way the Caps were going to compete against this team was if it was 5-on-3. That was the only time they looked good, when Ovi scored in the 5-on-3. But I'm telling you, there's more anger regarding what happened in the draft lottery. I don't buy into rigged, because why would they hook up Dallas? Why not hook up the Philadelphia 76ers?
Here's why they would hook up Dallas, and this is the tinfoil hat portion of the show, because Nico Harrison has been getting dragged so bad. After
why would they care?
I don't know. Maybe they want Dallas to be a relevant market.
The only conspiracy theory that I would kind of buy into, but I don't, is that there was a rumor that the new owners. Remember, Mark Cuban is now just a minority owner. Mm-hmm. I think it's the Dumonts, or Dumont owns the team. That he's a Vegas guy, and that they would want to move Dallas to Vegas. And if you give him another star, the likelihood is fans are going to be interested in the team, and they're not going to be able to move. The only thing I'll say is I looked up number one picks before the draft yesterday.
It's not a shoe-in.
Can you just give me a buzz or a ding? Ding if they've led their team to a championship.
All right.
Which is the ultimate goal. These are the number one picks. Now, it's not necessarily fair for the new guys, but all right. Zachary Risache.
All right, well.
Victor Wembanyama. Paolo Banchero. Cade Cunningham. Anthony Edwards. Now, Anthony Edwards, they're up 3-1. They beat Golden State last night. He's got a shot. Zion Williamson. DeAndre Ayton. Markel Fultz. Ben Simmons. Karl-Anthony Towns. That's the last 10. Karl-Anthony Towns, they're up 3-1. Knicks surprisingly up on the Celtics.
I'd say four of them are legitimate superstars.
And you could go back even more. I mean, there's guys like Anthony Bennett. Look, you want to have the number one pick, but it doesn't assure you of anything.
It's no guarantee. No, JP.
Those are all pretty good players.
Here's what I don't want. I don't want to feel
maybe
like...
Maybe four or five of them.
JP, I don't want to feel like I'm getting boned all the time in the lottery. And that's what Wizards fans feel like. They feel like teams with minuscule chances jump them all the time. And it happened again. The Dallas Mavericks had a less than 2% chance of hitting that.
The math ain't mathing.
Ping pong balls.
Right? The math ain't mathing, Kate.
They just took the draft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Lottery portion and made it too extreme. I get it. There was tanking. They needed to come up with a lottery. The top three picks should all have at least a 25% chance. Yeah. Then you can leave everybody else with the remaining 25% if you give 25, 25, 25. But to have the top percentage be 14%, it's ridiculous.
It needs to be reweighted somehow. I don't have the solution, but the guys from Deloitte and Touche or Ernst & Young, they need to go into a room along with some NBA execs and figure out a better system.
Well, because again,
a team that won almost 40 games should not be able to get the number one pick.
Correct.
They shouldn't.
I mean, it's that simple.
I hate tanking, and I know a lot of people like tanking. The organizations embrace tanking. In my opinion, this just sets them back another year.
Oh, yeah.
This sets them back another year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can land somebody with the sixth pick that can be impactful, but in this draft, I don't know. Now people want them to draft Derek Queen.
I mean, you're drafting freshmen.
Well, I know this. They're not sending Bub Carrington to the next draft lottery. He's staying home. Because he, as good as he was as a rookie, he's not a good luck charm. He brought them zero luck in Chicago.
It's almost like a wasted season, although our young guys did all play well. It's great. You know, I think they have some building blocks. Yeah. But, I mean, it feels like a waste.
Right now, the early lean is more people upset about the Wizards diving in the draft versus the Caps collapse in the playoffs.
Well, when we come back, we will break down some of the post-game audio from Spencer Carberry, the head coach of the Washington Capitals. They're in a 3-1 hole as the series shifts back to Washington, D.C. for Game 5, which is Thursday. Also coming up on the show, Chase Hughes, Wizards reporter for Monumental Sports, is going to join us at 8:40. And we'll talk more Capitals with Alan May, also a Caps analyst for Monumental Sports. He will be on the show coming up at 9:20 here on The Junks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.